And so bringing ourselves into our practice, taking care of the body, that there's ease in the body and alertness combined. Connect with sensations of sitting so you feel nice and grounded. With friendliness and interest, beginning to connect with breathing. Simply noticing breathing in and breathing out. If it's hard to feel the breath, take a few full breaths. Letting the breath settle and be just as it is. Gently gathering and collecting the awareness into breathing. Noticing where it wanders and simply coming back again and again and again. Noticing the state of the heart. Is there contentment in the heart? Is there possibly a little longing, a little wanting that can so easily be engendered at this time of year with Valentine's? Just noticing the state of the heart. There's perhaps even a little heartache, discontent. Giving yourself perhaps a little soothing touch, perhaps right at the heart area on the chest. At this time of year, one can really long to love and be loved. And of course, it's a basic human need to be loved, to belong, to love. And if there's any heartache, profound wanting, it can be helpful as an antidote to remember what we already have, to cultivate contentment. And so asking yourself, what do I already have in my life that is enough? That you have a home, perhaps, a warm bed, enough to eat, central heating, hot water, a healthcare system, some friends, some family. Allow yourself to bring forth to mind different parts of your life and engage in a gratitude practice. Really holding in mind each item, enriching it in your imagination, and absorbing it using that HEAL acronym from Rick Hansen. So have the recollection of the item that you're grateful for, that is enough in your life. Enrich it in your imagination. And really absorb within your heart, mind, and body this particular item. So allow yourself to take 20, 30 seconds or so for each item. Don't rush. And breathe into it and be grounded, embodied. Try to be very specific about things, not overly general, and really enrich it in your imagination. If at any point you feel a little overwhelmed with the practice, take a little pause, connect with body sitting, body breathing. A little soothing touch. And then come back to remembering what there's enough of in your life. Enough clean water, decent food, electricity. I encourage you to consider things that we often take for granted in our culture. Especially if you feel a sense of lack, really open up to the abundance. You might possibly consider Rick Hansen's three categories for safety, for satisfaction or reward, and for connection or belonging, for love. What do you have that you may be grateful for in each of these categories? And then allow yourself to really savor three items in particular, three that really stood out for you. Come back to each one in turn, enriching it and absorbing it, and feeling the nourishment from it. And when you feel done with that, enough, just rest in a sense of body sitting and breathing. Noticing whatever's running through the mind, thoughts that are showing. Whatever's happening in the heart. And check in with the body. And just resting here with this heart, mind, body, just as it is.